Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you have family relatives coming over for the holiday seasons that are either like you or the exact opposite of you? And what I mean by that is eating. Oh my God. We begin eating as soon as somebody walks through the door. And I'm not sure that's the best approach to dealing with trying to keep our figures. What can I say? And actually keeping our cardiovascular clean, because if there's any time of the year that we're going to overindulge, this is it. So I brought with me my backup, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, who's going to tell us how to have a really good diet and some of the things that we can do to avoid the holiday blech, you know, putting on those 5 to 15 pounds. Susan, good morning and welcome. Could you share with us some thoughts? How you doing?
Yeah. Well, first of all, there are lots of healthy foods during the holidays you can eat, from cranberries and spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves, and pumpkin, apples, sweet potatoes, pomegranates, pecans, and, of course, I love dark chocolate and walnuts. Now, that doesn't
mean, sounds so delicious.
Yeah, let's put them all together. I'm sure we can make
with
something
a little Kahlua,
out of all of those.
Absolutely.
Together. But that doesn't mean you have to have second and third servings of everything. And they're simple little things you can do. I'll run through a few now. Behavioral modification, so that this can be the first year you just don't have to worry about gaining weight and you won't gain weight. One is, you want to eat frequently, we like that, and don't skip meals, because there's a common strategy, especially during the holidays, to skip breakfast and sometimes lunch because you know a big meal is coming. So you save up the calories for the celebration. And this always backfires because you come to the meal starving and you wind up eating way more than you ever intended. So eating frequently throughout the day on healthy, smaller foods helps to eliminate hunger. And it will stabilize your blood sugar. And even a small meal of something is better than nothing at all. And especially before you go to that big family gathering or a office party, whatever it is, don't arrive famished. About an hour before, have something light, like a piece of fruit, maybe a cup of vegetable soup, a glass of vegetable juice, maybe whole grain crackers, whole grain bread with some almond butter on it. Because that will save you. I mean, that way you will keep your appetite at bay and you'll watch your willpower soar while your waistline stays in place. And at that holiday party, the big buffet, you don't need to hang out by the food. You know, put a little distance between you and the food, because that creates an obstacle between you and the calories. And besides, you've got to walk more to go back and forth to where the food is.
No, you just made me think of other obstacles, and that is the other members of the family all around the food blocking you from getting to it.
That's right. That's good, though. I mean, that's good. Let them block you. You know, it's okay. You'll get the food. And have what you want during the holidays. This isn't a time to be on a diet, but be smart about it. Make sure you stay fully hydrated, because a little bit of dehydration at all of the good water slows down your metabolism. And make sure that you get some exercise in during the day, because that will definitely accelerate your metabolism, so that when you eat, you'll burn a few more calories. You don't want to just not exercise because it's the holidays, and it will make you feel better with the release of all those endorphins when you exercise, which will help you get along with family members better during the holidays.
You know, one of the things that I see that takes place is that all of the guys, and this may be a typical thing, but it seems that the guys, their form of exercise after the heavy meal is to turn on the football games and hoot and holler. That's their exercise. And all the women are out there, you know, cleaning up and straightening up. And, God, that sounds so sexist.
Well, but we know what your home is like, don't we?
But I'm in the kitchen with the women.
I've got to tell you now, I'm not able to come to your house for the holidays. I'm so sorry.
Damn, we needed another set of hands because the dishwasher is overloaded.
Yeah, I know. But if you eat foods that are rich and high in water content, and those are basically fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, and have a few meals the day of a big party or dinner, big family meal, you'll find that you'll appreciate the meal, and then you won't feel terrible that night because you just ate 10 times more than you needed to. And remember, I love this, savor every bite you eat. These holiday meals are special. The rich yes. foods, the chocolate, the pumpkin pie, you know, whatever else you eat. Enjoy every bite. Take time to chew. Don't inhale the food. And love it, because you want to feel good about eating, but you don't want to go to bed and feel awful because you had absolutely no control. And all your control goes out the window if you arrive at a meal famished and you haven't slept well the night before, because too little sleep causes you to eat more, and especially of foods that are not good for you.
You know, it's amazing. There's so many thoughts that came to mind in what you were saying. And one of them was two universal teachings came into my consciousness immediately. And one is everything in moderation. And that is so appropriate for the holiday season, to really approach everything with a disciplined approach. You wouldn't think to incorporate the word discipline during this time of the year, but in order to maintain some sense of having control, take a disciplined approach. The other teaching that came to mind was, and exactly what you're talking about, when people go famished into a meal and they gorge themselves and they feel like, you know what, later. And the teaching that discusses
like
that.
Like what, Michael?
Well, some of them, thank you, Susan. We're not on HBO, so they just feel like poo. How's that?
Yeah,
I heard that
there
yesterday.
There you go.
And the teaching that relates to that is excess leads to rejection. And it could be anything, that if you do too much of it, you know, people who are chocoholics eventually develop an allergy or a reaction to chocolate. They can't take it anymore. I myself created gastritis between my orange juice, coffee, and love of spices and tomatoes. You end up irritating your body. So be mindful of the foods that you consume. What would be good stamina foods for the holidays to help people slough off their worries, so to speak?
Yes. Well, always make sure you have a good breakfast. You want to start the day with something healthy in the morning. And don't go more than 4 hours during these holidays where you've got all this rich food around you without eating, because you just lower your blood pressure, your blood sugar level, and it will make you eat much more than you want. And eat those good foods close to the way nature made them, with lots of colors, your fresh fruits, your vegetables, have a few nuts and seeds, you know, sprouts, and don't worry about sweet potatoes and pumpkin. They're actually good for you. And walnuts are so great for you.
There you go. Some fabulous foods that we can indulge in. And I'm glad you brought up that whole thing about how good pumpkin is for you. So now I'm going to set aside a whole pie for myself. But I'm going to be moderate on the ice cream. I'm just going to do a half a gallon for myself.
That's better than a gallon, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
That's moderation. So, everybody, we want you to have a fabulous holiday season, but we want you to do it in a healthy frame of mind and with using moderation so that you can be fabulous. You've been listening to Dr. Susan Smith Jones on .com. Go to SusanSmithJones.com. I'm Michael Schwartz. Be well.